This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. United Health Group is the biggest health insurance company in the country. So when it speaks, people listen. This morning, the company spoke loud and perhaps clear about the Affordable Care Act. United Health figures to lose, they said, $425 million selling insurance coverage plans on ACA exchanges and is thinking about whether to pull out of those exchanges entirely down the road. $425 million is a whole lot of money, no matter how big you are, and today's news rekindles the debate about the long-term viability of that law. But Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports from the Health Desk at WHYY, the announcement might actually say more about United Health than it does about the ACA.
Editorials, Twitter, and cable TV, all full of doom and gloom today.
This is very damning for ACA. Very damning.
That's Jim Cramer this morning on CNBC. To ACA opponents, United's announcement is further proof that insurance sold on the exchanges attracts too many sick and expensive consumers. The argument goes premiums will just get higher and higher, insurers' losses will mount, and dum-da-dum-dum.
I mean, I'm hearing some people saying, oh my God, death spiral. You know, that's absolutely wrong.
Jonathan Gruber is an economist at MIT and an architect of the ACA. Even if United does pull out, other major carriers, including Aetna and Anthem, have said in recent weeks they're in, for now. Insurers expect several new regulations to drive healthier consumers onto the exchanges in several years. Northwestern's Limor Daphne says United taking a hit doesn't mean insurers can't make money.
In the early stages of any marketplace, companies are figuring it out, and there are winners and there are losers. And United is signaling, hey, we're one of those who lost.
While the company's announcement may sound like sour grapes to some, it highlights what the industry considers a major problem. When the ACA was established, the government created a financial safety net to support insurers as they entered the exchange business. Whether it's co-ops closing or the nation's largest insurer struggling, Claire Cruising with the trade group AHIP says it shows the net isn't as strong as it needs to be.
And the result of that is instability, coverage disruptions, and serious challenges to the affordable coverage that consumers depend on.
Insurers would like to see more federal dollars go to cover some of their losses. In turn, it's more likely they'll stay in the exchanges, creating the price competition we all want. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.